From the Financial Times in London, I'm Patrick Jenkins, the FT's financial editor, and this is FT News. Both the chairman and chief executive of the London Stock Exchange are to leave after a governance row that's dragged on for several weeks. Well, to explain the story and what happens next, I'm joined now by Philip Stafford, who's the editor of the FT Trading Room. Philip, welcome. This has been a weird saga. What's exactly gone on here and what's going to happen?
It's really quite an extraordinary saga in many ways, one which has gripped the city and people can't really recall a comparable example. In short, it started just over a month ago in mid to late October when the LSE said that its extremely successful chief executive Xavier Rolet was going to retire next year. That would have brought to an end a nine-year tenure in which he really has revitalised the exchange from what had been quite a moribund thing into quite a powerhouse that was a market leader in many of the things that it was in. The only problem came when the LSE came around to explaining to some of its big shareholders why Mr. Rolet was leaving. He couldn't really explain it. And one of the shareholders, the Children's Investment Fund, decided that the lack of transparency wasn't enough and pretty much jumped in with both feet and demanded a shareholder meeting to vote on whether to actually remove Mr. Bryden and retain Mr. Rolet.
Mr. Bryden being the chairman. So basically ever since, there's been a kind of fisticuffs between the chairman and the rest of the board on one side and Xavier Rolet on the other, kind of represented, if you like, by TCI.
Yes, I think it's probably important to state here that there's no evidence of any collusion between Mr. Rolet and TCI here. Nevertheless, they have been his biggest champions, TCI. And it has been a war of words, which has steadily just got less and less healthy. Many people in the city have wanted to comment privately. Not many people have wanted to do it publicly until earlier this week, in which the governor of the Bank of England stepped in.
Yes, and that was pretty extraordinary. This was at a press conference on Tuesday when actually the governor of the Bank of England was presenting the results of bank stress tests. But on the fringes of that press conference, he was asked about the future of Xavier Rolet and the London Stock Exchange, and he made quite an extraordinary comment.
Yes, it's often been said that in times gone by, previous governors of the Bank of England could keep everybody in line by raising their eyebrows. This particular governor went much further. Mark Carney had said that he was well aware of the successor plan that the LSE had instituted and that all good things come to an end. And pretty much a slap down to the Children's Investment Fund, who had asked the Bank of England to step in and remove the chairman. Now, the whole reason why the Bank of England would even want to say anything is because it's one of the LSE's regulators. It regulates its clearinghouse.
Yes, but pretty unusual, as you say, for a regulator to talk openly about one of its regulated firms. And on Wednesday then, this seems to have prompted the next chapter in this whole saga.
I think it was probably the final blow, as it were. Clearly, behind the scenes, things had been moving that way because come Wednesday morning, there was a very coordinated response put out by the LSE that Mr. Rolet would resign immediately. Mr. Bryden would leave in about 18 months' time once he'd found a successor to Mr. Rolet. But there have been a whole series of other things, such as Mr. Rolet's financial settlement, which clearly you don't do in 24 hours. So the indications are there that clearly it was moving in that way. And if anyone had had any doubts whatsoever that this was the right thing to do, then Mr. Carney's comments will have disabused them of that notion.
It seems like it's all set in train for a smooth end to this process, except for TCI. They've kind of kept us hanging on, saying they're going to come out with a statement tomorrow on Thursday.
Well, it's hard to believe that any of this would actually be smooth. I mean, funnily enough, this is actually Mr. Rolet's third attempt at leaving. He was going to leave with a Deutsche Börse deal. He was then going to leave a month ago, and now he's leaving again. TCI have yet to respond to whether they will withdraw their extraordinary meeting. The chances are they will. But if they don't, then we still will go ahead with a vote, which we will know by the end of Thursday if they're going to do this. So we could still be talking about this in a month's time. Chances are we won't. But one thing you've learned with the LSE and this situation is never say never.
Phil, you say Xavier Rolet has tried three times to leave. He's been there for a long time. The elegant way out would have been through this merger with the Deutsche Börse, which then was scuppered. But why, other than that he's been in the job a long time, why does he actually want to leave, if indeed he does?
Well, this is one of TCI's key questions. It hasn't really ever been explained fully why that is, and has been left for sometimes speculation to fill the gap. Mr. Rolet agreed to go, but he's never actually said he was happy to retire. So a lot of the thrust of TCI's push has really been to try and actually shed some light on this.
And of course, as we reported a couple of weeks ago, the suggestion was that the board was unhappy with the way that he managed the company to such an extent that they had a file that they'd let it be known that could be released with some critical information about Mr. Rowley.
Yes, clearly it's extremely sensitive territory, and quite what the size of the file is and what it contains is one of the sources of endless speculation and gossip. Whatever it would be, probably would focus on Mr. Rowley's management style. Many people praise it. Other people have actually said it can be quite abrasive. But that's not entirely typical of a chief executive. So quite what the LSE were going to come up with that would be out of the ordinary may well be a question that we never find the answer to.
Well, indeed. Philip Stafford, thank you very much.
The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is all about health prevention and vaccines. I speak to Kate Hashey at GSK.
For every dollar invested in improving health, there's an economic return of $2 to $4.
Murray Aitken at IQVIA Institute for Human Data Science.
The benefits of adult vaccination are compelling.
And David Sinclair at the International Longevity Centre.
Preventable conditions amongst those aged 50 to 64 in the UK cost $27 billion a year.
Listen to the full episode of the Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code Program.